Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Douglas.
And you know, we don't talk a lot about education on here, but it's something that's always on our minds. I mean, you as a parent, me as a soon-to-be parent, and we are ultimately engaged in sharing information with the world. We're a curiosity brand. We're about discussing the science of the world most of the time. And we've had the privilege of working with Discovery Education here and there to promote educational endeavors.
That's right. We actually worked with them on a STEM presentation. This is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And STEM education in the U.S. has been on educators and policymakers' minds for a while now. And one of the reasons is that we've become far less competitive as a nation in terms of knowledge-based information, right? That's kind of fallen away from our society.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sad story and one that I think everyone's absorbed through the media, that we're not doing as well at all on our science and our math and our physics. We're getting pretty good, I guess, about learning about the science of magical aspects of the world and how what the latest pop singer's doing. But we're not necessarily all that great when it comes to science and math.
Right. And so we're not going to try to actually take this on as a topic of why the United States is failing in this area. Instead, we're going to try to look at a model that is working, and it's actually in Finland, and it is actually predicated on this idea that all children have a good, solid, quality education, and it's a very simple idea, right? It's not like, hey, let's create superstars here, let's not get the number one rankings in the world, but lo and behold, they have done that. So, as the United States is one of the richest industrialized nations, you kind of have to sit back and wonder, why would our education system lag so far behind less prosperous countries with far less resources? So we're going to try to, take on Finland, see what they're doing, and tease out what might be at the bottom of all of this for the United States and really the rest of the world.
Yeah. Now, I know what some of you are wondering, no judgment, but some of you are probably wondering, where is Finland exactly? And what is it? Well, Finland is a far north European country. It is Scandinavian, and it borders Russia. So if you can picture the I guess you call it the horn of Scandinavia, then Finland is a nice vertical slice of that bordering Russia.
Yeah, it's one of the three fingers of that Nordic area. In fact, I always think of it as the quieter sister of Norway and Sweden.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I have to say that there, I don't know a ton about Norway, but I do know it's the home of Nokia.
Yes.
And I do know that Lapland, that area of Finland, is home to Santa Claus Village.
Yeah, this is the reindeer camp that your brother keeps trying to get.
Yeah, my brother keeps saying, like, they have real reindeers, there's a Santa Claus, you take these reindeer rides. And I just keep thinking about...
Really? Reindeer rides? Not on their backs.
No, but sleigh rides.
Because you can't ride their backs. Their backs are too weak.
No.
You have to hook them to them.
Yeah, and they're elves. And all of that freaks me out.
They're real elves?
No. But, I mean, you know, they go to great lengths to make this look as realistic as possible that, you know, where Santa might live, right?
Yeah. And well, it's also troll country, so I would be very concerned about that.
I just keep thinking of the movie Rare Exports.
Yes, that's right. Was that a Finnish movie?
That was a Finnish movie.
Oh, excellent.
Which involves, like, these evil elves and this Krampus-like creature. So whenever he brings it up...
No, that was a Santa-like creature. But a Krampus-ish. I guess you could throw some Krampus in there.
Yeah, right? Krampus is like the anti-Santa, right?
Yeah. Man. Wonderful scenes with a lot of old man nudity in it. But, so, but great for the whole family.
Yeah, so unfortunately, that's sort of like my baseline of Finland, you know, in addition to the fact that it is the home of like 200,000 lakes.
Yeah.
Right? Beautiful and very cold.
Yeah, I guess my main, obviously I've never been to Finland. I have a great deal of respect for their sauna culture.
Yes.
As sauna traditions fell out of practice with most of the rest of Europe, Finland held on to it the most, and it remains a strong part of Finnish culture. If you live in Finland, if you're Finnish, you have a sauna, or you make sure you have access to a sauna, even if you are in the army or in prison, you will have a sauna because it is that important. And I love a good sauna. I wish I had time for more of them, or the office would finally install one like I've been demanding. I love a good sauna. The Finns love a good sauna, so I can't help but love the Finns on that count. Also, the Russo-Finnish productions of such films as Jack Frost, as they were made famous over here by Mystery Science Theater 3000. I'm a big fan of those. And then also they have a rich folk tradition. You have some monsters such as Jokahainen, a vast frost giant formed in primordial times from the melting of giant icicles at the edge of the world, and he lives in the far north. There are the Mahaisit, which were earth dwellers, little people, and guardian spirits that live in the ground. And then this is pretty cool, too. There's a Tonttu, which is a household spirit. And the way to get a Tonttu was to make a pact with the devil at a graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this invites the Tonttu back to your home, where you make sure the Tonttu has access, the spirit has access to the best accommodations and a really nice seat at the dinner table. And in return, the Tonttu enriches your house, generally at your neighbor's expense. So there you go.
Well, so that's so much better than living in Sweden and just going to IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You can go to, well, yeah, you can go to IKEA, or you can invest
IKEA
in a Tonttu
here in Atlanta if you want. But, you know, as IKEA had its beginnings in Sweden, I say, hey, there you go, Sweden. You know, little thumb of the nose there.
I should also point out that Finland is a parliamentary democracy.
That's right.
Go ahead and get that out of the way.
Yeah, and they had emerged to late 60s, I believe, from Soviet influence.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah, I guess they're right up there. They're the neighbors, you know.
Exactly. Hello. So they really did try to remake their society, to try to hearken back to their rich folklore, their rich tradition, their rich history. And part of that is, of course, rebuilding with a great education system. So when we talk about Finland today and all that it has accomplished, we're talking about something that has been in the making since the 70s, really.
Yes.
So what have they done? Okay, well, they have ranked at or near the top in three major international education studies since 2000. We're talking neck and neck with super achievers like South Korea and Singapore. So the students in Finland have been... You know, in some cases, sort of outranking these other countries, and yet they're not putting in nearly as many hours studying and preparing as their counterparts in some Southeast Asian countries. So recently, they scored first in science and second in reading and math on the standardized test administered by the Program for International Student Assessment. And this is conducted among industrialized nations every 3 years. And then in contrast, American students finished 25th in math, 17th in science, and 12th in reading on the latest PISA assessment.
Yeah, it's such a contrast between, like, U.S. schools increasingly, it's all about these standardized tests. It's about prepping for these tests. And it gets to where it has a tendency to suck out a lot of the creativity that goes into teaching a classroom. My mom's a kindergarten teacher. I even hear it from her all the time. And you generally think of a kindergarten classroom as a pretty open and creative environment.
Mm-hmm.
But she's always talking about, I'll ask about, oh, well, do you still do that thing with the Ooblik or with this book or that book or this art project? And there's so many of those things you can't do anymore because they have to make room for these tests. I encountered it just a little bit when I very briefly taught high school, and you know, it's like that whole part of the year ends up being just about prepping for these tests, getting ready to take these standardized tests, rehearsing for these standardized tests, and it becomes, you know, more about preparing yourself for a simulation of knowledge rather than an actual understanding of knowledge.
Which is really specific, and it's handed down from policymakers at a national level, which is then interpreted at a state level. Some of the problems that we continue to have in the system have to do with No Child Left Behind, because,
right,
again, we're talking about the stringent testing. So trying to throw off those shackles and, again, find more room for the actual teaching and learning as opposed to, as you say, preparing is really important here.
Well, you know, it comes down to a very American way of dealing with problems. First thing you do, you have a meeting about it, and then you have another meeting about it, and then if it reaches the bureaucracy level, then you start making some mandates, and it includes all these mandated tests. How many mandated tests does Finland have?
They have one at age 16. You enter at age 7, and then at age 16, you have one mandatory test. So already you can begin to see that this is very contrary to what we do here in the United States. This is from Anu Partanen from Atlantic Magazine. She had said that when she spoke with Pasi Sahlberg, who wrote a book called Finnish Lessons, What the World Can Learn from Educational Change in Finland, that he said that Americans are consistently obsessed with certain questions. How can you keep track of a student's performance if you don't test them constantly? How can you improve teaching if you have no accountability for bad teachers or merit pay for good teachers? How do you foster competition and engage the private sector? How do you provide school choice? Now, he says, for Finnish educators, none of these questions are relevant. None of them.
Mm-hmm.
And we should take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll get into why they're not relevant to Finland and perhaps why this is part of the reason they're so successful in academia.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. Astepro allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Ever tried to tackle a home improvement project without making 10 trips to Home Depot? What if I told you there's a way to earn cash back while you shop? Introducing Drop, the ultimate rewards app. With Drop, you can earn free gift cards by shopping in-store or online at Home Depot and tons of other stores. Download the Drop app today and use code DROP33 to get an instant $5 in points. That's Drop, your go-to for shopping rewards.
All right, we're back. Just wanted to throw one more quick stat around here before we go into the land of Finland. The 2009 National Assessment of Educational Progress found that barely one-third of fourth graders in the United States were at or above the proficient level in science, with those proportions slipping to 30% in eighth grade and 21% in 12th grade. What this means is that we have a large population here, some of whom are going to college and they are not actually prepared, particularly in the area of science. So what does that spell out for the future of science brainiacs here in the United States? A little dim, right?
Yeah. Meanwhile, in Finland, children begin studying algebra, geometry, and statistics in the first grade.
Yes.
And by age 15, they tend to speak three languages, though that's not really that uncommon in Europe because, you know, you're going to have the local language. You got Russia right next door. You got English kicking about. So, yeah.
Well, and the official languages are Finnish and Swedish.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can't really just hang out with just your Finnish language if you want to hang out with the rest of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially culturally, right? So, okay, we talked about this education reform happening in the 70s and the 80s and that Finnish policymakers wanted to really try to recast their education system because they felt like that would bolster the entire country. And they would do this by providing equity, by making sure that each kid got a fair shot at a good education. It was actually a pretty prescient move of them because I think that this put them on a track to really compete globally because they realized they didn't have much to be competitive with. They couldn't rely on manufacturing or natural resources, and they instead had to invest in a knowledge-based society. Now, what does that sound like today? Very much like the United States.
Yeah, though we do have American exceptionalism, right? Don't we have, no, well, maybe we don't have that. Some people think we have that.
I don't know about that. So what does their school system look like? 97% of the schools are public. Only a small number of independent schools exist in Finland. So that's 3% that are independent or private. And they are all publicly financed. Finland offers all pupils free school meals, easy access to healthcare, which is really important, psychological counseling, and individualized student guidance. So it's not just, hey, we have a great education system. They have everything in place to actually support everything else, right?
Yeah, and this I found was really telling as well. The people in the government agencies running these schools, and this goes from national offices to local authorities, they are educators. They're not business people. They're not military leaders. They're not career politicians. And every school has the same national goals and draw from the same pool of university-trained educators.
Yeah, it really is one of those things where it's so homogenized, but it works, mm-hmm. right? The homogeny here is quality. So if you have quality across the board, then everybody gets the same education. And that is where you begin to see these numbers, these incredible numbers. Fully 93% of Finns graduate from high school. That's 17.5 points higher than American students. And 66% are accepted to college. And that's a higher rate than the U.S. in every European nation. And they have a zero dropout rate, right? There is no, why would they drop out is sort of their idea. Okay. Cause they're moving through this system and they're really learning from it. Now,
and all of this with significantly less homework.
Yes, that's true. That significantly less homework. Actually, they don't, I think they had said that from most of the reports that we read in Smithsonian and Atlantic that at the most maybe a half hour of homework.
Yeah, because homework, I mean, I'm going to sound like a 12-year-old here, but homework is ridiculous. It's kind of like, I mean, why you spend all day there and then you have to go home to supposedly learn the stuff that you were doing during the day. And half the people or more aren't going to do it. So
The other thing is that throughout the school day, especially for the younger children, they have like 45 minutes of school and then 15 minutes of play, 45 minutes of school, 15 minutes of play throughout the day. So you do get those mental breaks. And we've talked about this before, how important it is to be able to sort of take that break so that your brain can absorb the information. Yeah. So they're certainly doing it the right way. Some people might say, well, I bet this is super expensive. Well, okay, here's the big news here. Finland spends about 30% less per student than the U.S. does to achieve, which is obviously far superior results.
Well, let's talk about the teachers. Who are these? Who are these cogs in the system that are making this work? Because they're more than just cogs. For starters, we're talking about highly educated people, mm-hmm. university degrees, mm-hmm. and then they have a remarkable amount of freedom in how they educate their classroom. I've heard it. They're not having to worry about sticking to some sort of rigid, standardized curriculum all the time, and they're able to creatively engage the students.
Right. So at the national level, or by the education ministry, they say, okay, when it comes to math, here are 10 pages of things that we want you guys to cover and make mm-hmm. sure. Kids are learning. Now, that is in stark contrast to like hundreds of pages that are usually handed down by education systems. And by the time it gets to that particular school or that teacher, they still are allowed to have a bit of interpretation of what that means mm-hmm. and flexibility in how they teach it. How is a really big part of this, right? So you have a centralized government that is helping to structure it, but they are giving teachers that leeway.
Yeah, I mean, It also gives them the ability to look at a classroom and say, how am I going to engage this group of people? Like, what is going to engage them? Is it going to be reading The Great Gatsby? Probably not.
Right. And here's another thing. Some people might say, they must be getting paid, an amount that we just couldn't do here in the United States. Well, Finnish teachers' starting salaries are lower than in the U.S., but high school teachers with 15 years experience make 102% of what other college graduates make. In the U.S., the figure is 62% of that. So eventually, over time, Finnish teachers are paid more than United States teachers. But still, they're not too off in terms of the payment. What the big story here is that teachers in Finland are regarded very highly. And this is from The Atlantic, the article, Why Are Finland Schools So Successful? It says, the critical decision came in 1979 when reformers required that every teacher earn a fifth-year master's degree in theory and practice at one of the 8 state universities, which are free, by the way, at state expense. So they did that at state's expense. From then on, teachers were effectively granted equal status with doctors and lawyers. And applicants began flooding teaching programs, not because the salaries were so high, because we know they aren't, but because autonomy and respect made the job attractive. In 2010, some 6,600 applicants vied for 660 primary school training slots. So what we're talking about here is really passionate people mm-hmm. who, they get to occupy the status as molders of, the future of Finland. And I don't mean to disparage any teachers here in the United States, because there are so many wonderful, passionate teachers.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
But there are also a lot of people who could also be wonderful, passionate teachers, but they don't, because when you look at being a teacher here in the United States, it's just not as highly positioned as other things, right?
Correct, yeah.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the
world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Artesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Is getting gas at Chevron burning a hole in your wallet? What if I told you you can easily earn cash back while you fill up? Introducing Drop, the app that turns every fill up into a reward. With Drop, you'll earn points to get free gift cards every time you fill up your tank. Download Drop and use code DROP77 to instantly receive $5 in points to jumpstart your savings journey. Don't miss out on turning your gas expenses into something rewarding.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Also, when I was looking around at various articles and blog posts about this, you inevitably encounter somebody talking about, oh, well, it's a socialist system. Oh, it's a, socialism. Especially in the United States, the term socialism is often thrown about without any real understanding of what it means. But I found it interesting that Clark Howard was a local you can hear him all over the country, but based in Atlanta, generally he's about, finding cheap ways to live your life or more economically feasible ways to live your life, that sort of thing. He's a big fan of the Finland system, and he actually compares a teacher's freedom in the classroom to their approach to the way an entrepreneur would treat a business. Lots of ability, on the field, in the classroom, doing what's best for this environment and making it as great a classroom as possible.
You know, what's really cool, too, is that the teachers do individual assessments of the children throughout the year. So, again, there's no big test. But what they're doing when they do that is they're looking at the strengths and the weaknesses of that one child.
Yeah.
And then they're figuring out, well, okay, this kid might need more support here in math or reading or so on and so forth, and creating a curriculum that is geared just for that child, right?
Yeah.
So in that way, you do have the homogeneous. Everybody gets a high quality education, but at the same time, you get that everybody gets the support that they need to access that information and to learn it, which is really key.
Yeah.
And, a lot of the reason that they can do that is that they spend fewer hours at school each day, and they spend less time in the classrooms than American teachers, and they use the extra time to build those curriculums and assess their students. So, again, they're not hamstrung by all of these different bits of standardized testing that are handed down.
That being said, American schools, at least you've got good football programs. So there's always that. No, but the hope here is it's not, the whole reason we did this podcast was not to belittle American education. Certainly we're both products of American education. I'm a product of public schools, for better and worse. But we want to point out that this is a system that a lot of people are looking at, and they're saying there is stuff we can learn from here. This is not some sort of a foreign model that doesn't mesh with our culture or our system. We could easily adopt some of these same principles, apply them to our own educational system, and years from now we could be the success story that so many of us feel entitled to.
Well, that'll be the interesting thing to see Finland in 20 years, because already, you know, their quality of life is pretty high. Their economy is doing, you know, fairly well. And then they have this education system to boot to support all of the rest of it. So, you know, in 20 years, will they be a major player? I don't know. But some people will look at this and say, well, you know, they're a smaller country and it's much more feasible. Well, so are their counterparts, Norway and Sweden. And they still, with their system, they best them in terms of, you know, how their students are performing. And if you look at the United States, most of the school systems are state run. And you have at least 18 states that have the same population as Finland. So there are certainly opportunities to test this model out to see to what extent it could be used. But of course, those takeaways aren't that, you know, we need to have 3 years of maternity leave in place in order to be successful. We're just not, as a country, going to get to that point yet, right? There are basic things that Finland has that we won't. But, again, this idea of raising the profile of teachers and having good quality for every single child, well, that's the whole theory of, you know, when waters rise, all boats rise, right?
Yeah.
And I want to harken back to what you said too. Like, we're not trying to take on the American education system. That is a huge, huge topic, and it's far more complex and nuanced than we've touched on here. But I do think that, as you know, a sense of pride in America and wanting it to be a vital contributor to the rest of the world, it's really important to have an education system in place that can make sure that everybody plays together on a global scale.
Yeah. Now, to your point about to what extent Finland may be, you know, a major player in the future, it is, again, worth pointing out that it is apparently home to Santa, who is already a major global player.
We don't have Santa. What are we going to do with them? You know, we don't have Lapland.
And if there's anything holding them back, it's just probably that massive troll problem they have.
Exactly. That and, depression because of those extremely long days of darkness.
Yeah, but, you know, you just buy a lamp, then you're good.
That's true.
Buy a lamp.
All right.
Get a cat.
A study by the Thomas B. Fordham Institute, which was highlighted by John Metcalf for Atlantic Cities, points out that there are a couple of barriers to decent STEM education in the U.S. I just want to tick them off real quick.
Okay.
Something for us all to ponder. The first is a persistent reluctance to embrace the theory of evolution. In states like Missouri and Tennessee, learning about Darwin's theory of natural selection is still voluntary in schools. And recently there was a news item, by the way, that came out about kids who were taught creationism, and their really poor science skills.
Well, that's not surprising at all.
Right. Let me see what else Metcalf says. He says, many standards also evince a remarkable vagueness in the goals that they hope to achieve. And math instruction is lacking in many jurisdictions, and teachers don't have enough guidance when it comes to building science instruction into their lesson plans. So, again, the support system isn't quite there.
All right, so there you have it. Again, we just wanted to provide some information about this Finnish system that a lot of people are talking about. Certainly, do some Google searches. You'll find most of these documents we're talking about. There are a lot of news stories out there, a lot of blogs discussing the various aspects of this that could be applied to the U.S. system. In the meantime, we would love to hear from any teachers out there. You could be American teachers. Maybe you're Finnish teachers. Anyone who has actual firsthand experience with the Finnish system, that would be great to hear from you to get your 2 cents on all this. And I did want to just to underline it, my cat and lamp solution to depression, I'm only talking about seasonal affective disorder, and I'm doing so kind of flippantly. But not to get into the much deeper subject of depression, which we may discuss in a future podcast.
Indeed. That is for another topic. And, we would love to hear from you guys. I also would love to hear any success stories as a student or a teacher, and what sort of models you may have experienced that worked for you. Because I think this is really, honestly, a fascinating topic. You can't say that we're not all interested in some level. We all support good education, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be madness not to.
Absolute.
So, how you can find us, how you can get in touch with us, how you can see what we're up to, various blogs, podcasts, videos, holograms, whatever we're doing in the weeks ahead. You can find us at stufftoblowyourmind.com. That is the mothership. That is where all content begins or ends. It's the center of our universe. And you can also find us on social media. We're on Facebook. We're Stuff to Blow Your Mind there. On Tumblr, we're Stuff to Blow Your Mind. On Twitter, we are Blow the Mind. And on YouTube, our handle is Mind Stuff Show.
So let us know that you are out there, and feel free to drop a line. You can do so at blowthemind@discovery.com. For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Overspending on Amazon? Earn while you shop with Drop. Earn rewards on every purchase, online or in-store. Download Drop now and use code DROP11 to get $5 in points. Get rewarded for shopping today.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.